We're Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Well, welcome back, Sue. Now, we do have a slight omission in the road closures and dramas to point out. It has been pointed out to us that there are portions, fairly significant ones, of Riverside Drive that are shut.
There's an event on.
But it's between the Causeway and Barrack Street, and as a result, till 10 o'clock.
Targa West
okay. has taken yep. over that portion of Riverside okay. Drive. Fair so enough. You might find that one.
Do not go that way. Go the tunnel.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That, okay. A difficult one to get about.
Well, it's actually, Riverside Drive isn't as significant
as it was
before now, is it? So, you know, I think we're trained into, no excuse.
No.
Because we should have said it earlier.
But we do try and avoid, generally avoid it now. If we're going to get around town, you know, if we're coming from one side of the city to the other, we'll go the tunnel or we'll
unless
go
you
ways.
Want to find out what's happening and there's no cars around, but it's actually got way busier. Yeah.
Now, I was pointing out yesterday, so 9221882 if you want to get involved in gardening, or SMS 19999677 or send us an email, weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au. I mentioned that I wasn't looking at the texts yesterday. We got one through asking a gardening question that I think we should probably address.
Yes.
Ange, hopefully you're still listening from yesterday. 19999677 on the SMS. Ange wanted to know if it's too late to plant garlic.
A little bit too late to plant garlic, yeah. You can plant it for the foliage, Darren. So you can plant it to eat the leaves.
Oh,
but for it to develop the bulbs, yeah, it's too late to plant it because we need that warm up in autumn, that growth period. And then this time of the year, they're developing their bulbs. And so that's the consolidation period, really.
So, yeah,
and then as the weather warms up, so they need to be in by now, but you can chop the. I've had garlic that's got a fungal problem through winter and shot away again. And I've just used the leaves. So,
well, what do you use the leaves for?
Wow, just like
things.
Well, no, just like flavouring. So it's strong. It tastes like garlic.
Yeah, right.
And so you just it's a bit different to garlic chives. So a bit tougher foliage, the garlic chives, but a very strong garlic flavour. There we go. Yep. And then I think we've got a call about garlic too. But first up, we've got Charlie from Yanjua.
Yes, let's head there. G'day, Charlie.
Talking broad beans. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Sue and Darren and Steve Collins. Welcome back.
Isn't it nice to have Steve Collins back? For just one day,
just
mind
for the
you.
Day,
just for the day.
It's a grand return.
It is a grand return. He's been quite happy today, so it's been good.
Yeah, we can sort that out, though. What can we do for you, Charlie?
Sue, my broad beans are going well, but the flowers are going off the bottom of the plants.
When you say the flowers are going off the bottom of plants, they're not setting beans?
Well, that's right, yeah. The top ones are still on there, but the bottom ones seemed all the flowers have fallen off.
Yeah, and they haven't pollinated?
No.
You'll find that's just a weather thing, Charlie. It might be a bit later now, but as the weather warms up and we get those constant temperatures, those warmer nights, those sort of warmer days, we'll start to have insects around and you'll start to get pollinating. So you might not get any beans setting in the lower flowers now, but it will be, I reckon, the next couple of weeks as the weather just sort of warm. Well, having said that, there's quite a bit of rain, I think, on the forecast.
After the weekend, exactly.
And looking at the long-term forecast, there are more wet days, higher days forecast, a high chance of rain than what I've seen for a long time. So, Charlie, you'll find that the broad beans, as the weather warms up, they will start to set.
So is it better to plant them later in the year?
Well, it seems to be it's happening a little bit because what happens is they get up tall. They need that length of season, but it depends on the season a bit. But they get up tall. I think the trick is actually as they grow up, nip the tips out, let them branch out. So that because they get up tall, then we get the wind and they blow over before they've even set really well.
Yeah,
have you found that?
I put ropes around mine.
Good. Yeah, you need that. Exactly. Or put them in a tube or some sort of frame or a net that they grow through, which is annoying because then you've got to get them out of there. But when do you plant them? Do you plant them in autumn, Charlie, or do you plant them in...
Early May, something like that.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do any later than late May.
Yeah, yeah. Sue, is it worthwhile putting that honey spray, you know, for the avocados on them?
Well, give it a go. Give it a go. Solution of honey is not going to hurt. Water to encourage the insects to go through. But
maybe bees on them.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you want. Okay, thanks, Sue. Take care, Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie. Good to hear from you, mate. 9221 882. Couple of garlic calls here. Let's go to Alex and Tewitt Hill. Hello.
Good morning, Sue and Darren. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
So this is a question you've been asked multiple times.
That's okay.
And I've heard the answer multiple times, but I've forgotten.
That's okay.
Garlic. Now it's August. What are we doing to the garlic now?
Yeah. At the moment, Alex, you've got really nice strong plants growing very well, I imagine, at this time of the year. So Oh, fantastic, fantastic. A little bit of sulfate of potash is what we want now. Sulfate of potash is 42% potassium. You can get one that's granular or one that's soluble. And what that does is absorb it. Potassium is the nutrient that thickens stems, thickens cells walls, and it will develop those bulbs for you. So potassium, as well as a little bit of blood and bone as well at the moment on top of, but the potassium is going to really encourage those bulbs to develop. And you want to do that fairly early so that then by the time November comes and the warm weather comes, those bulbs have matured enough that they've got that papery outside. Otherwise, you miss that. They peak and then they collapse very easily.
Okay.
Yep, fantastic. So potassium, sulfate of potash is what we want now, Alex.
Fantastic, thank you very much.
Pleasure, advice. Good to talk to you, bye.
Cheers for your call, Alex. And Vince in Bayswater, hello.
Yeah, g'day Darren, Susie, how you going?
Hello, well, thanks.
Alex beat me to the call, although my garlic sounds like it's better than his anyway.
You know what, I reckon we might need a garlic off.
Bring it on. Vampires beware.
Yeah, good on you.
Vince. Look, my question was about the application of sulfate of potash, and I'll get it done today.
Yeah, get it done today. It's actually rain tomorrow, so that's ideal. Yeah, exactly. And then potassium is either available, you'll buy it, sulfate of potash is a soluble form, and that's one thing I wanted to go over, or granular form. So soluble means that you can dissolve it completely in water and water it in all around, or granular means that you put it around let the rain and the moisture and the plant take it up.
Yeah, no, I've got the granular stuff. I was just wondering whether it was too early to put it
in. Yeah, no, not too early at all. You're right. Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Thank you. Let me know. Yeah. I need photos so we can...
I could send you some of those from last year's crop and you wouldn't believe.
Oh, well, we need them, definitely. Vince, good on you. We might keep your number and we'll talk to you. Or ring us up when you're harvesting it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
That'll happen, don't you worry.
Good on you. Bragging rights.
Yeah. You've made a claim. He wants to have the best
garlic.
Well,
he's got the right name. He's Vince. So it sort of might be in the genes, maybe.
Could be. Hey, a reminder, you can spoil your dad this Father's Day with a Karcher K2 Plus Home Pressure Cleaner. How good would this be?
Just absolutely fantastic and very easy to enter.
You know, we love these ones where it's go to the web. You can have a bit of a think about it and then go to the win page at 6pr.com.au. You just got to tell us why your dad needs a Karcher high pressure cleaner.
Now, that's thanks to Karcher. Whatever the cleaning task, they've got the solution, that's for sure. So win page, 6pr.com.au.
Maybe he never cleans his car. Are you one of those ones that's written clean me in the dirt?
Someone's done that to my car. It drives me crazy. But I drive Yes, I think so. I drive a gravel road every day, and this time of the year is crazy.
Well, see, I could do with a Karcher, but
you're
not eligible.
I'm not a dad, and I'm not eligible. So,
for many reasons.
Yeah.
So the win page at 6pr.com.au to have a crack. But 9221 882 if you want to talk gardening. We're going to come back with some calls in a tick, 8:15.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for 30 seconds. The experts in outdoor cleaning, available at leading hardware stores. Spend your afternoon with Peter Bell.
If you're watching the Olympics, you can't avoid Adriano Zumba's dessert. And I actually spoke to him yesterday and he said, yeah, turn the ads off now and switch the channel.
We have to put in a little promo of each of our shows. And when it gets played, I can't listen to it. I cringe, get embarrassed, have to turn it down. Just in case this little bit becomes the promo for tomorrow. Hi, Pete, you're doing a good job. You're a good person. Don't turn it down, little man. That's really, really good.
Afternoons with Peter Bell. Tomorrow from midday on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth. Australia's number one HSV dealership, Shacks HSV Fremantle, are doing smoking deals on new HSVs. With 5 years warranty, 3 years free servicing and a $1,000 fuel voucher, there's never been a better time to buy a new HSV. But hurry into Shacks HSV Fremantle as stocks are limited. Visit Shacks HSV on Queen Victoria Street, Fremantle today. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. DL 3711.
shaxhsv.com.au.
Now that I've connected my small business to the NBN network, I can do business anywhere. From
Beijing 的大街小巷
to
Las Playas de Barcelona.
Not to mention
overall Australia.
And even
dans le monde entier.
Whether I'm transferring large files or having a high-quality video conference, the NBN network helps me stay more connected with my customers, whether they're down the street or on the other side of the globe. Find out how the NBN network can help your business at nbn.com.au/business.
Don't you hate it when you go into a store to look for a brand, but half of the items are their own brand or ones you've never even heard of? Well, you won't find that at Toolmart. They offer the widest range on premium brands you know and trust. Industry-leading hand tool brands such as Kinchrome, Sidchrome, Tang and Barco. You know you're getting the best in brands and quality. Toolmart. With 12 great stores, there's one near you. Toolmart.com.au.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFreitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Yanchep to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
Imagine one of your elderly loved ones has had a fall in their home and can't get up. In pain, alone, scared. With a Care Alert smart dialer, up to five people of your choice can be notified the instant there is an emergency at home. Plus, you can include 000 for a backup, and there are no monitoring fees ever. Less than $300 delivered. Go to carealert.com.au.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling has a great offer on forklift rentals. Rent any forklift for 6 weeks or more and get an extra week rent-free. It could save you hundreds. Toyota Material Handling is Australia's number one in new and used forklift sales, short or long-term forklift hire and all forklift servicing. Call Toyota Material Handling now on 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer on September 30.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
We are, and of course, you can get involved. There is a line or two spare, 18 past 8 now, and the talkback number is 922-11-882 if you've got something that you need solved. If you know, are we worried about things drying out?
Well,
is that the things we've gone to? We've got a clear weekend. Do we panic about that?
Well, actually, it's always in the back of our mind, the water issue. But one job we can do while we've got a clear weekend at the moment is to spray any fruit trees. So we've got anything that some of them are a bit early and have shot away. It seems to have happened in the last week or 10 days. Some of them just burst into flower and they're just spectacular. But what we'll find at the moment is nectarines and peaches, spray for peach leaf curl.
Okay, so for insects or for pests?
Well, for fungal problems it is. So it's a winter spray. Just before, we had a couple of queries yesterday and we had to talk about it fairly quickly. But what happens with the buds that the plant closes in around its new shoots, the fungal spores are underneath the bud scale. And so if we spray as it's shooting away on fine weather, then we've got a chance of actually clearing those up before that new growth is infected.
Okay.
And it's peach leaf curl spray, even though you're not spraying peaches, it's a copper-based spray.
Right.
And so you're going to spray any of those, any fruit trees actually at this time of the year is probably a really good thing.
Well, funny, we got a text actually, speaking of copper-based sprays, 19999677 if you've got a text question. Sue, is it too late to spray roses with a copper sulfate or will it burn new shoots? Tony and Highwick.
Actually, usually lime sulfur that you spray roses and that burns new shoots. So copper will clean up things normally, but we don't usually, you can, but it can burn new shoots. Depends on the weather and all the rest. So it's not ideal. This time of the year, actually, if you've got scale insects on your roses and you've got new shoots coming through, best thing to use is pest oil or white oil. So that's like a winter cover spray. That cleans up any mite spores, it cleans up any scale insects, and it does not hurt the roses at this time of the year at all. But the lime sulfur, which stinks like rotten eggs, There's got to be no shoots. Sometimes it can damage, you know, depending on the wind and the sunshine, it can damage. So what we want to do is spray that when there's no shoots.
Right. Well, if you've got a question, 9221882, that's the talkback number here. And on the line in Rosmoyne is June. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi, June.
Sue, look, I've had some problems with my Satchmo roses since about December last year. They started to get tiny little leaves, the big leaves dropped off, and tiny little fineberry leaves, and one side of the rose looked normal and the other didn't, and it happened on the four bushes.
Mm.
Now, I've had them pruned, and the chap that pruned them said that they could have been sprayed with poison, and I don't know why they would have been or who would have done it. Other than that, it could be dieback.
Usually now, if it has really distorted fine leaves, it has quite an elongated calyx, it's just really hard to explain. The typical roundup damage. When I say typical roundup damage, it could be drift. So if it's on one side of the plant and not the other, it could have just been a bit of drift that's happened if someone's sprayed a pathway or a road vert or something like that. And roundup is glyphosate. So roses, once sniff of it and roses are knocked around completely with it.
So what if someone sprays it on a windy day?
Yeah, easily. So if the neighbours sprayed it on the windy day and...
Well, a neighbour's roses, we're in a retirement village and we've got a pathway between and she's got these lovely golden bunnies, but they haven't been affected whatsoever.
So any path weed killer or anything happened around edges of plants? Any gardener done sprayed
that? Unless they've done it out on the verge.
Yeah, it could easily... That could easily be one of the things. If it's wind, and is it on the verge side?
I'm facing the road, actually.
Yeah, I'd say something like that's happened.
Now, he has pruned them, but I noticed they're coming back.
Yeah.
The little tiny shoots as little leaves again.
Yeah, they will grow out of it eventually. Your job is to feed them and push them along, and eventually they'll shoot away. They'll grow out of it. So if you can put some compost on them or some blood and bone, some cow manure, some compost, whatever you can put around them to mulch them and really push them, really feed them to hopefully encourage new water shoots to come through.
Oh, very good. Yep. Now, my pink icebergs, they're perfectly all right, but they're inside a little sort of brick wall.
Yeah.
But I've got a lot of clover weed underneath and I'm wondering if I can spray it because I can't bend too much to get to them. Is there anything I can spray that won't affect
your roses? There is, but it's a Schedule 7 poison, and you'd be getting
That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's not something that you would sort of lightly spray around.
Right.
I'd be seriously thinking you could get a contractor to do that for you.
Right.
I'd be getting a contractor, a gardening contractor, who's qualified in that to do that for you. Exactly, because you don't want to be mucking around. And, I mean, the container that you have to buy, the smallest container that you have to buy is going to cover hectares for you, and you've got four roses.
No, so, I've only got five of them.
Sounds like overkill.
So it might be overkill is an understatement. Yeah, that's right. So, June, otherwise it's probably cheaper to pay someone to get to weed it for you.
All right.
In all honesty, that would probably be the best way to go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for
that. You're welcome. Pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Good to chat, June. 9221882 if you've got a gardening question. Don't leave it towards the end to get your questions in. Now, Sue, you mentioned in relevance to roses, is it a calyx? What were you talking? It's calyx or something.
Calyx. Now, calyx is the...
I had visions of something on someone's forehead.
Oh, I've got many of them on my forehead or the back of my neck.
What are they?
Comes to the family. What, a calyx? No.
Not a calyx. The calyx.
Oh, calyx is actually what's underneath, what holds the plant underneath. So it's the little petals that are behind the
flower. Oh, the flower.
So it's on the flower and they get quite distorted.
Right. Are they the green bits?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's not the leaves, it's in between that. So what happens with the distortion or the effect of Roundup damage or glyphosate damage on roses is you get elongated leaves, misformed very elongated calyx that are almost twisted.
Right.
You end up with this very, very lobed, serrated edges. unfortunate damage that sometimes the plants grow out of it, depending how bad they are. Mm. Sometimes they don't, and you have to be very careful with drift spray.
Okay.
So if you
by the sound of it, if it's a vaguely windy day, well, is it because it's so strong?
Well, no, it's just that they're susceptible to
right.
it. They're okay. totally susceptible to it. Other plants, it wouldn't matter. So if you were spraying Roundup Around and you accidentally got some on your roses, the first thing you do is just wash it off your foliage straight away.
Yep.
Straight away, wash it off the foliage of the roses and then you cross your fingers. That's, you know. But it's amazing if you're also spraying, you know, and it comes about with using the right material or the right thing to apply it. Sometimes if it's overpressurized, it mists. And yep. so then you
it
end up
everywhere.
With it.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So
that's when you don't pump
yeah.
it too many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Go with the number of pumps they tell you to
yeah,
use.
Yeah, exactly right.
Rob in Byford's on the line. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Good morning, folks.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I've got bandicoots in my backyard and I feed them a little bit on the back patio at night.
Yeah.
And I've also got slugs and snails in my garden. If I put the snail pellets down, will bandicoots eat them?
Yeah, they will. They will. And because they're brand based, what you can do is get the iron based pellets. Iron based ones. And then, but put them in a container that the bandicoot can't get into. So put them in a pipe that is pinned into the ground, and then the slugs and snails go in to the.
Yeah, okay.
To the pipe, and then when they come out, if the bandicoot eats the dead slug or snail, it's not taken up through the process. It's not going to affect it. But the other things, yes, it will affect them, and it's not worth it. I've got the same problem. And I've got so many bandicoots that our whole lawn or oval area, we call it, is just drilled. It looks like it's been aerated. So they are fantastic for that. So if you don't feed your bandicoots, they might start eating your slugs and snails, but they get a bit fussy, I tell you. They'd rather my sheep pellets straight away. Sheep pellets on the back veranda, they are in there within an hour. But if there's any other bugs around, I think you might feed just like your bandicoots too well, Rob.
So you train them off the band, off the slugs by the sound of it, Rob.
No, what I'm doing, I'm fattening the bandicoots to eat them.
Ah, good on you. Yeah, good on you. Exactly. Bandicoots are fantastic. They get rid of...
They are absolutely beautiful.
All the beetles in the garden, all the lawn beetle larvae, anything like that. So they are so beneficial to have in the garden. They will eat a few seedlings and a few green plants along the way, but I don't mind that at all. They are. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
It's pretty exciting. Quenders or bandicoots, they're known.
Quenders
is what they call them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who?
That's
friends.
The other name.
That's
no, that's the other
call.
Name for them.
92211882 to join in. Gavin, we're chatting to you shortly.
Do you know a police officer or police team that deserves recognition? The Nine News WA Police Excellence Awards are once again open for nominations.
There are many police officers who do incredibly hard work, regularly display acts of selflessness and put community members first. So nominate one today.
Complete the form at police.wa.gov.au.
The Nine News WA Police Excellence Awards is proudly sponsored by Crown Perth, PNM Bank, WA Today and 882 6PR.
Sometimes the smart move is not moving at all. Subdivide and build with StrataWise, your residential development specialists for subdivisions and house behind house, including double story designs. With the expertise of a specialist team and the strength and security of an award-winning industry leader, StrataWise will help maximize the return from your investment. And we won't be beaten on price, with home designs from under $120,000. Find out more at stratawise.com.au.
Experience the magic of entertaining in a Scullery Series home from Content Living. With a separate scullery and the largest stone benchtop in WA, you can enjoy the magic of entertaining without the mess. Visit one of our display homes this weekend. 14 designs from $174,995. Content Living. Experience the magic.
If you're over 50, you're probably the ideal customer for insurance companies. Most over 50s are more reliable and more loyal than younger customers, and you should be rewarded for that. That's why 50upclub.com.au has used its 200,000 plus members to get new special offers for Woolworths Insurance. Switch your home or your car insurance, and not only could you save on premiums, you'll also get a $75 gift card for each new policy. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. Go to 50upclub.com.au now for more information. Woolworths Insurance is issued by Hollard Insurance, AFSL 241436. T's and C's apply. Any advice provided is general only. Consider the PDS at 50upclub.com.au to decide if the product is right for you.
Plumbers, electricians and builders do it. Tradies, welders and concreters do it. Even smart DIYers do it. So why don't you do it? Make your next job easy and hire it at Kennards Hire. Kennards make every job easy with quality, reliable equipment and fast delivery, whether it's laying a path or building a factory. So go on, make your next job easy with Kennards Hire. 135 135. That's 135 135. Kennards make your job easy.
Thanks to everyone for playing their part in the census. If you haven't completed yours yet, there's still time. Please complete it online or in paper form now. You will not be fined for completing the census after census night. Remember, the census helps plan for Australia's future. Your data is safe. For more information, please search census.
Switching over to Clean Heat natural gas is easy. It only takes minutes. And when you switch to Clean Heat, you'll also get 10% off your gas usage charges plus a $50 credit. So why wouldn't you switch? Just search Clean Heat online and save. Conditions apply.
Until 9, we're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
It's 8:33, and Sue, we mentioned the fact that Riverside Drive is closed till 10. That's from the Causeway to Barrack Street, and that's because of Targa West, which was on as we speak. But we mentioned that, and maybe in relation to Father's Day, because we were talking about Father's Day, and someone sent a text through saying, remember that cycling event that brought the streets to a standstill?
Well and truly.
They're doing it again on Father's Day. So now this is, I guess, plenty of warning for September 4.
Yeah. We have yellow signs everywhere. Have you noticed those? Cycling event here, road closed.
I have seen them about,
4th of September. Now we're starting to see the times that it's closed.
Right.
I don't reckon I'm going to be able to get home.
Well, a day that this is the rest of this says they're doing it again on Father's Day. A day that families are out and about. Too bad if you live in the closed roads in the hills and you're trapped. Too bad if you plan a morning at Mundaring Weir.
Yep.
Anyway, so someone not happy there. Someone though, incidentally, did just text through and say perfect reading, Sue. Oh, they were complimenting you on your spot for 50 Up Club.
Oh, thank you.
I'm guessing.
Oh, that's nice. That was tricky to get all those words in the right time.
We were talking about the ASOs and the PDSs and the whatever else. So there you go. See, it doesn't go unnoticed. 19999677 if you want to send a text, or 9221882 Gavin in Beachborough. Hello.
Hi, Gavin.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, Sue. I hope you're both well.
Very well. What can we do for you, mate?
What a beautiful day. I've been trying to resurrect the lawn. I know the councils are talking about, you know, your front verge bit, trying to kill it.
Yep.
Well, I'm actually just re-leveling my lawn so the rain makes it settle well and grow well.
Yes,
certainly. I'm on the corner, and I'm a first house in a little cul-de-sac.
Yep.
The council corner property is all weed and rubbish. Every now and then they just come along and spray.
Yep.
Now, when they do, they actually... It's hooked to my corner of my property, which is lawn.
Yep.
It kills it all the way from the corner, all the way up to the front doorstep of my house.
Yeah.
Is there any comeback from me? This is ridiculous. How can they come along and not give a damn, then kill everything, and then kill my lawn with the phosphate or the glyphosate blowover?
Glyphosate. I'm with you. Don't worry. I fought to save this tree at the bus stop. Well, someone's come along and sprayed it. And I just went, what right have you got to spray this seedling tree when I've already been approved to keep it? I went through the right process. I think I'd get stuck into it and get grumpy and say, this is the evidence of yours. This is my property, and I think if you want to keep it look nice and look good, I actually think you have a right, and if you've got a council that actually cares, hopefully.
Yeah, swan, Let's hope so.
Hopefully. You talk to someone in there. They do have a horticulture. To be fair, for Swan Council,
give them the
I know
of the doubt
that
from the start.
I do know that they have a committed team in there to make their grounds looking right, and they've got that right. So you need to talk to someone about that and say, this is what's happening. Mm. Can
so
you
do you
not
think there
spray?
Is some kind of a fallback to the destruction of the proof? Because my well, goes yellow and
well,
dies.
Yeah, exactly. If it goes yellow and dies, it's being fed. But the only thing is, there's no fallback as far as financial concern, return. But what it is just to say, do not spray this area because this is my area. I want to make it look nice.
Well, they're going to say it's council land and they're front verge.
That's yeah, but that's the front verge. Someone you say, look, I want to actually maintain this. Give it a go, Gavin. I'd be getting. And who's your local council? And particularly if it's the beginning of the street, you want the street to look good. So
yeah, well, we'll see. If not, I'll dig the whole bloody lot up and it'll become gravel.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
all I
see.
Can do.
And see, that's the annoying bit because you don't want that.
No, I don't want it at all.
Gavin, who's your councillor first up? Do you know your councillor? I'd be talking to them as well for your ward and find out. But otherwise.
State election's coming up.
Keep us
informed.
It's
about time. We all got this bloody, 100 square metres at the front or 50 square metres at the front of our property, and we're all taking care of it, so there must be some comeback to the council because everything has a cost,
and
we're taking care of their property.
We are, but the rules are that they want it to look, when I say the rules are, so, you know, they want it to look nice, and that's fair enough. You want it to look nice because it affects your property. That's fair enough.
Can you tell
and
me, Sue, why do we have it? Why have we got front property which isn't ours? Was it for emergency services?
Yeah, it is actually. It's for the services. So it's to have the easement for the services. So they need access. They need to be at the edges. It's for all the other underground services. So there's a space there. So there might be road widening. It's this balance. That's right. It's this balance of, you can have the property, you look after it, but we still reserve the right to be able to access it. And you're happy to live with that. You know, if they came to you and said,
it's drainage for water too, and all
you
the other bits.
If you happen to say, look, that they came to you and said, I've got to dig it up, and, you know, that's a one-off thing, you'd say, oh, well, that's just what happens. But if they spray it every year just because that's their maintenance
thing,
and someone's spraying,
exactly,
that's the annoying bit. So I actually think that it comes down to a mate and say, do not, get it marked on the thing, do not spray this area because it's my area, I want to keep the road verge looking nice.
Yeah.
And I think that comes back down to the people who are the contractors who are actually putting the spray on. Yeah.
No, don't worry. Well, thank you for your time.
That's okay. Well,
you,
let me know how you
Good
go.
Luck.
Good on you. Start ranting, because I do.
Put up a sign. That'll sort it out.
Yeah, do not spray my tree. Don't worry. My kids are totally embarrassed with me, with my tree. anyway, I said that's my job to embarrass them.
Fair enough. 9221882 if you've got a gardening question or if you want to get ranting, feel free to dishes them. Come join us. June in Tewitt Hill, hello.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, June.
Morning, Sue and Darren. I just got a query about my rose bushes. I turned around, I presume it would be a... I'm not quite sure. It comes up as a tiny little white speck on the rose bush stem, which has got a black centre in it.
Mm.
Very minute. They're not the... Well, put it this way. I have managed to get mineral terps and a paintbrush and paint it off.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know one of the things you can do now, June, is spray them with white oil now or pest oil now and then in 10 days' time. Guaranteed if you hose them off, that will get rid of them most. It's actually a type of rose... It's a type of scale insect. Yeah. And mineral terps will dry them out, definitely, but also can affect the plants, can affect the plants as well. So if you can just get them sprayed now, that will clear it up. Sometimes, some years are worse than others, you would find.
Yes, I haven't seen any just at present, but during the last season.
Yep.
I used about once every 6 weeks or something and give them a bit of a going over.
Well, if you can get onto them now, that'll clean up a lot of the ones that are hanging around and also because the crawlers hatch in November.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Thanks ever
good
so
to
much
to you.
For
pleasure, June. You take
lovely
care.
To chat to you this morning. 9221882, the number if you want to jump in before we wrap things up. We've got a bit of time left here, so get involved. It's 9:19.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for 30 seconds. The experts in outdoor cleaning, available at leading hardware stores. The Toyota Rumour File.
Paddle Boats has been in contact with us. New paddle boats are about to be shown on the Swan River. What? They're in the shape of big animals. The kids will love them. Certain to be a winner this summer.
Have you heard a hot rumour? The Toyota Rumour File. Weekday mornings after 7 and 8 on Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis, where all the big stories break.
Be your best at Harvey Norman. Big brands mattress floor stock clearance on now with up to 50% off discontinued floor stock mattresses from these leading brands. King Coil, Sleepmaker, Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic. Hurry in store for a deal. Get premium comfort and support at a bargain price. Up to 50% off discontinued floor stock mattresses from four leading brands. Selected models only. Hurry while stocks last. King Coil, Sleepmaker, Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic. Big brands mattress floor stock clearance ends Monday at Harvey Norman.
How am I escaping my date with the dishwasher tonight? I'm going to the Odin. They've got great dinner specials from 5 till 9 throughout the week, like Steak Night Wednesday, Palmer and Pot Thursday, Pizza and Pot Sunday, and free meals for the kids on Monday. Every day is Odin Day with TAB, awesome entertainment and great value meals. Open 7 days for breakfast from 9 a.m. plus lunch and dinner till late. I'm going to the Odin. OdinTavern.com.au.
A House of Wellness Health Update with Steve Walter.
Whilst not believed to be a complete cure for the common cold, the benefits of vitamin C have been widely reported. From reducing the length of common cold and flu symptoms to protection against immune system deficiencies. Even the antioxidant properties that can assist in maintaining healthy skin. The list of these benefits is always growing as we come to understand vitamin C better. But as always, it's best to consult your healthcare professional if you have any questions.
See a cold or flu coming? See that you pick up Healthy Care Vitamin C from Chemist Warehouse. See how it may reduce the frequency, severity and duration of symptoms. See how it's Australian made and see its great price. Healthy Care Vitamin C 500 milligram chewable 500 tabs is only $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional.
Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
Let's use our imaginations for a moment. Imagine this is the money you're spending every time you turn on your air conditioner. This is it disappearing through your windows. And this is Magnetite. Magnetite double glazing retrofits over your existing windows to keep out the cold and heat. It can also block noise by up to 70% without changing the function of your windows or the look of your home. Brilliant product, funny name. Search Magnetite Perth.
And there's no deposit finance.
Truly? I can procure this excavator or this skid steer, paint unchipped, windows uncracked and suffer no immediate impost? A brand new machine that starts without protest, moves without stutter and digs without pause, all for the very lint in my pockets?
Think of the work I can do now.
No deposit finance on all new machines at Macintosh & Son is worth getting passionate about. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more. Conditions apply.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
The Voice of Perth, 8:45. Sue, on the texts, 19996 Dave, who was actually the one that said perfect reading.
Thank you, Dave.
says, did Sue receive an email of mine about moving a lemon and lime tree? Now, we haven't yet.
I haven't yet.
But Gemma's not here today that normally accesses those things, so we'll get it on for you next week.
Certainly. Yeah. Be prepared.
Yes, we will answer your question. So there you go. That'll hook them through to next week.
He probably wants to do it this weekend.
It's probably a good one,
Dave,
for it.
Too. Dave, yes, you can usually move them if you're asking a question about that. But
we'll have to get the specific question on next week. Carolyn Kingsley, hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, good morning. I was just wondering whether it's too late to plant my everlastings that I bought at the garden festival.
You will get some everlastings if you put them in. They will come and you can put the seed in. You'll have 6 weeks. They'll be short and small flowers. So those still will flower, but they won't be a long crop or a long term.
So they won't last forever. They won't last everlasting. Well, no, that's the name. You kind of think,
flowers and petals will come up, and you'll have short ones, and you could give it a go. It's not going to hurt, but otherwise you save the seed planted in autumn, late autumn next year.
Oh, so they'll be okay to use
Yeah, the
next
seed
year.
Will be okay. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
All right.
Yep.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Brilliant.
Simple
Bye.
Answer on that one. 9221882. Rupert in Herne Hill, you've got something about cancel spraying to share. Hello.
Hi, Rupert.
Hey, good morning, Sue. Good morning, Donna. How are you going?
Very
good.
Well.
That's good. No, I've just a very interesting conversation previously about the verge spraying. I'll just relate something to you from my experience.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware, but about 5 years ago, they widened the Great Northern Highway, and it was quite a large swath of land that they reclaimed from a lot of properties. Ours was one of them.
They did, yes.
Yeah. What they did was they replanted along the side of the, particularly our side of the highway, with all these nice natives.
Yeah.
And then they have these contract people that come out and spray the weeds, and lo and behold, they killed a whole lot of the natives off.
Oh.
The one little bush, just like you were saying, there was one bush that I was trying to save under a gum tree, and it took for about 3 years, but somebody came along and nailed it the other day as well. So
exactly.
It's quite amazing that... you have one side, all this money is spent, trying to beautify the place, and then somebody comes along and sprays it.
I'm with you.
It sounds
it's
like
true.
The left hand not talking to the right.
They don't.
Really.
There's and just no communication, and that's happened at your place, Rupert. My council, which is a different council to you, and it's widespread. It's so frustrating, and you feel like one voice, and in the end, you just go, oh, you just can't win.
You feel like,
you
what
put
can
this
you do?
Energy
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
I think
Look, I know most of these councils are pressed for funds and so on, but you would think that surely there'd be somebody who'd go out and actually inspect the work that's been done by the subcontractors.
Yep. Yep.
Furthermore, I don't know, Sue, if you've come down the Roe Highway, you know, it comes down towards the Great Northern Highway.
Yes.
Have you looked at the median strip in between the freeway there?
Yeah, I have.
It is absolutely disgusting what they've done.
It is.
They've killed absolutely everything. And, it's bad enough looking at that in the middle of summer when it becomes a fire hazard.
Yes,
but
it
to
is.
See it during winter, where everything is just being killed off, you know, blanket killed off, it's just incredible.
Mm. Yeah, it is, exactly. And I was actually looking at that part of these major projects is that they have to redevelop and replant, like Rupert was saying. Mm. So a huge amount of money and a huge amount of time goes into the species selection and what needs to happen. But there's no follow-up. So now that the council has, or someone's, the contractor sprayed, there is totally no follow-up. So there's no, not even a, oh no, there's been a mistake, we've got to replant. So there'll be nothing there now.
Well, you talk about being strapped for cash, you know. It's a ridiculous waste to go out there and landscape all of this stuff and then have people come along and just knock it on the head.
See what we can do, Rupert. I'm with you.
Yeah, hopefully something.
A voice.
Cindy in Leader. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Good morning. Look, there's a lot of buzz around at the moment about coffee grinds and tea.
Yep.
Now, I'm saving my tea bags.
Yeah.
And saving coffee grinds.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different thought on what you do with them. Some say you mix it in your soil, others say you lay it on top. What shall I do?
If you lay it on top, what tends to happen? Look, just the amount that you put in the soil, it's a bit like putting the ash from the fire. It takes a lot to make a difference. So dig it in.
I'm talking to my coffee person.
Yeah, so digging it in. And because what happens is that the fungi that grows and the molds that grow on the coffee grounds tends to create this layer over the top
and it doesn't
it becomes water repellent, doesn't soak in. So once you dig it in a little bit, you've then got the natural bacteria in the soil, helps break it down. Eventually over time it breaks down. Tea leaves, tea bags, you know, that's all munched up, that will break down in 3 seconds, except the bag.
I've got to pull it out the bags.
Exactly. So just put it in the garden. It's not going to hurt it at all. My mum knitted a whole scarf with a tea bag.
I saw
strings.
that was very impressive.
Oh, so keep your strings.
Put it in pots as well?
Yeah, you can put it in pots, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. What tends to happen with coffee grounds in pots is that, because I've done this on my lemon trees, it tends to create this water repellent layer if it's not dug in. But the amount of tea that you put in, it's going to take a very, unless you drink a kilogram of tea a day.
some people do.
I might be close to it.
It's going to take a lot to actually cause a problem at all. Yeah. So just go for it, Cindy.
And you can do it with tea leaves, because I've heard of coffee grounds, but you can tea leaves the same?
Yeah. It's only like just putting up a chomped up mulch in the garden.
Terrific.
Go for it. No problem at all, because it's a camellia, so it's going to compost down.
It's all
gone in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Good. There we go. Glad we could sort that out for you, Cindy. Phil in Cannington, you too want to talk about council verges. Morning.
Hello. Yeah. G'day, Darren. Sue, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I agree with what you're saying, Sue. It's more about a communication. I try to look after my verge, and particularly keeping the Jojo out, which in summertime always walk around bare feet.
Yeah.
And I used to get sick of, one good thing about the council, about every 4 or 5 weeks they come down with the four wheel mower. Was mowing each verge, so,
Oh, do they?
And,
okay.
I used to get teed off because, to me, all the neighbours got Jojo and spreading the Jojo, and I just rang them up, and ever since I rang them up, I've just pulled out and driven around my verge and gone back on something.
Brilliant. So there you go.
Yeah.
And likewise with the postie. I mean, he didn't listen, so I just put a couple of big landscaping rocks in front of my letterbox, and he has to come in me driving.
Good on you, Phil.
And stopped them all.
That's a bit of affirmative action there, Phil.
Just communicating that it works.
Yeah, and usually if you're marked, it's a communication. I know that the City of Swan have got a really good team. They want it to look right. So, thanks for that, Phil.
And fair enough, too. But good to know. There you go. So you get some traction some places. So ask the question.
Yeah.
Sally and Jindalup, I reckon you might be our last caller this morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What could we do about your passion fruit?
Okay, I've got a Panama Gold passion fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Fruited in summer, got lots and lots of fruit, very, very sweet, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fruited again.
Yeah.
The passion fruit are fully formed. Mm-hmm. They're starting to fall off.
Yeah.
But they're not sweet.
Yep.
We must have at least 150 passion fruit, but they're not sweet. What do we do?
Yeah, move your passion fruit and yourself to Kalbarri or to Carnarvon.
For good passion fruit, some people get very serious.
I would do that for the warm weather. Sally, it's just because of the warmth. They really need the warmth. The sugars are moving in the plant. So they're tart.
Yes.
You can pick them and then leave them in a bowl and they will sweeten to a certain extent, but they'll still have that bite. And some people don't mind that. I actually don't mind that. But the summer ones will be beautiful and sweet. The winter ones are quite tart. It's just warm weather.
So should we maybe pull them off and can we prune it now?
You can prune it now. Yeah, you can. The beginning of September, really. You want to prune it.
Okay.
And the idea with the passion fruit is to get the beautiful new growth on it and get it to flower on that new wood and get them to set fruit before so they'll give you summer fruit. Not often do they have summer fruit. I only prune it to shape. I do a Panama Gold because if you prune too much of it, I mean, they're so vigorous, but if you prune too much of it, you'll find that you will get them to send out their new growth. They'll send out their flowers late and then you'll find that then they'll be setting their fruit again in for autumn. So does it need to be pruned?
Yes, it does.
Give it a prune then. But those fruits, I mean, you freeze the pulp and use it for cooking, making icing, all those things at the moment. Don't waste it. Just as they're dropping off, the longer they stay, as they drop off, put them in a fruit bowl.
Yeah.
And you'll find then they'll ripen to a certain extent. Find someone who likes tart passion fruit and you'll be right.
Yeah, the problem is I think we've been spoiled by the beautiful, sweet passion fruit
from
and then
the
all
summer.
Of a sudden we've got... Yeah, the summer one.
Mm.
Yeah, it's actually really good. The tart passion fruit, I must say, is really, really good with if you put it in a fruit salad with banana, apple, and pear.
Something sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So it balances it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Take care, Sally.
All right, then. Thank you.
Bye.
There we go. Well, there we go. It's a job lot for this week, I think. If you've got anything that you want to get in for next week, and Dave, we will sort out your emails about moving lime and lemon trees via weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au.
And just a reminder, spoil your dad this Father's Day with a Karcher K2 Plus Home Pressure Cleaner. Now, to enter, all you need to do, job to do today, is go to the win page at 6pr.com.au and tell us why your dad needs a Karcher High Pressure Cleaner.
That's right. Mm. Thanks to Karcher, whatever the cleaning task, they have the solution. And look, it can be serious.
Yeah.
It can be lighthearted. We don't mind
Dad
if you
never cleans the car.
Yeah. Or anything. Like he never cleans anything. So it's time to get. Or maybe the roof needs a wash.
I hadn't thought of the roof.
I mean, obviously that involves a bit more skill and balance and whatever else.
Yeah, because he'd need a scaffolding for that. So let's not suggest that.
No. But maybe
anything.
Anything. Whatever it was that you need cleaned, then the Karch is the one for it. And you can get it if you go to the win page at 6pr.com.au and tell us why your dad needs one. Mm. Simple as that.
It certainly is.
All right. We are just about done. Don't forget Bob Moormill is ready to roll.
Certainly is, with his cast of thousands.
As always, ready to come in here and sort you out. Moormill on Sunday, of course, taking over from 9 o'clock. And if you want to join the conversation, he would love to hear from you. 922 11 882.